here's someone who knows how your personal freedoms work. Editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine, good friend of Freedom Watch, Matt Welsh. Matt, it's a pleasure. Welcome here.
Thanks, Jeff.
Well, why do we allow ourselves to be subjected to this kind of treatment, searches and seizures that are not authorized by a warrant, restraining people for a long time, invading their property and their clothing and their bodies, and we do it like sheep? Rand Paul didn't take it like sheep, but most people do.
Because we've got to get to New York or San Francisco or Memphis. We've got to get to where we need to go, and we don't have a choice. To stand up against this stuff, or just to call a timeout in the middle of your workday of having your rights sort of tweaked with, requires that you inconvenience someone, you hold up the line. People don't want to do that. They want to get through, they don't want to cause any trouble, and they defer to authority in ways that undermine all of our liberties together.
All right, if the TSA were here, and Congressman Paul, not Rand Paul, Ron Paul, has interrogated John Pistol, an appropriate name, person who was the head of the TSA, if they were here, they would say this: you know what? When you buy your airline ticket, you give up your Fourth Amendment rights because you know with that ticket comes a potential pat down and search. Do you know anybody who believes that they have given up their Fourth Amendment rights, for which we fought a revolution against the king and the parliament 250 years ago, by buying an airline ticket?
I mean, unfortunately, we all know people who believe that because we act as if that's true. And the fact is, as you know well, because of not just post-terrorism kind of security measures, but also because of the drug war and what that has done to the Fourth Amendment in this country, that it's been under a repeated assault now for three or four decades. And it's a rational thing to conclude that we don't have much Fourth Amendment protection left, which is sad. And it's why we need to keep bringing up these kinds of transgressions.
Some of our emailers are saying they're glad that this happened to Senator Paul because it brings a serious problem that could happen to anyone to the front pages. But his argument is pretty interesting. He's actually saying that he was stopped because he was randomly selected. We know for a fact there's no metal in his knee, and that's what they claim set it off. But he's saying whoever was where he was in line would have triggered this because there's a random selection. That's against federal law, and that's against HHS regulations.
And
will the American public tolerate that?
I hope not. I mean, he's got two data points, which is two different TSA agents, he says, told him that they do this kind of randomizing, not necessarily tied to reality type of thing. The other data point is he went back through the scanner. That's all he was trying to do, and
right,
this whole, it didn't go off again. So he's right. Either this is some kind of randomizer or they're not working well. Either way, Congress needs to, with its investigative powers, needs to investigate what is the truth here. The TSA is denying, that anything like this is possible.
I don't want to put you on the spot. Is it time for civil disobedience?
Absolutely. I mean, every day going through these scanners, one way or the other, I know people,
right,
who go through the pat down every time just to show people how intrusive it is.
Right. Matt Welsh, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.